I have finally figured it out. Here I am, 40 years old at the time of this writing, and finally I have figured out what men have been trying to figure out since the beginning of time. Women. For so long, I have been a total lunkhead with a propensity for making the women in my life angry. Angry is an understatement. I'm proud to say I've been dumped by the best of them. And I've never been let down in a nice way. It's always been in a hail of enraged female fury. I've never received the, "It's not you, it's me," speech. All my friends have. I've never had a woman break up with me by saying, "Nelson, it's not you, it's me." Trust me, it's always been my fault. I've never, as hard as I've tried at times, been suave and debonair. I'm not terribly handsome. I'm not even moderately handsome. I'm sort of goofy looking. And with that said, I realize I need all the help I can get when it comes to females. So imagine my delight just the other day on Valentine's Day when I discovered everything a man needs to know about being successful with women. To my tremendous astonishment, it has nothing to do with being good looking, which of course is a relief. There I was on Valentine's Day. I decided to stop at the candy store. I went inside and the candy store was filled with women. I was the only guy there. I picked up an expensive, frilly, heart-shaped box. The box alone cost $20, and I was holding it as I started asking questions of the nice lady behind the counter. I said, "Well, not knowing much about candy, could you tell me what is really, really special for Valentine's Day this year?" As I was testing the samples offered by the nice lady, the chocolate truffles were incredible. The women in the store started to gather around me in a circle as if perhaps they were going to beat me up and take my lunch money. I've seen the circle before. But to my complete surprise, they were all smiling like I've always wanted to see women smile at me. They were looking at me as if I was some sort of exhibit of manliness. They were saying things like, "Oh, isn't he sweet? He's adorable. His girlfriend is so lucky." One woman asked, "What else are you doing for her for Valentine's Day?" I explained that I was getting her roses, a bottle of wine, and we would be going out for a very special dinner. One woman even commented that I was sexy. "Oh," another woman longingly said, "where have you been all my life?" "Well, I was just down the road in Juniata County. No woman would ever think of looking for a man there." After all these years of struggling to be noticed by women, who would have thunk it? It's so easy, and I figured it out by accident. All women obviously want is chocolate truffles and flowers and wine and dinner. That's it. "Oh, well, and that other thing my girlfriend told me about. You see, guys, you might not have known this, but when you are getting yelled at by your wife or your girlfriend, you're supposed to stand there, take it, keep your mouth shut, and nod in agreement intermittently. It's called active listening. Now, let's all say it together. Active listening. Okay, fellas, you know everything I know now. Good luck with all that. From somewhere behind the radio, I'm the American storyteller and marriage counselor.